Joining us now from the White House, John Decker is here. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, JT. Hope you're doing well today.
I am, sir. Thank you very much. Happy Easter weekend to you.
Happy Easter weekend to you. Always great to be on your show, and I hope you and your family have a very joyous Easter holiday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I hope you do, too. Boy, some good numbers today when it comes to the jobs. I think better than expected, right?
Much better than expected. Payrolls increased by 916,000 for the month of March, which is pretty impressive. Unemployment, it fell to 6%. And wow, what a difference from a year ago at this time when everything was shutting down and we saw job figures like we've never seen before, not since the Great Depression. So this is great. It's great to see America reopening and Americans back to work. That's also a great thing as well.
Amen to that. And kids back in school, too. I think the wave of optimism with the vaccines, although doctors are still cautioning us to wear the masks and, hey, we're not out of this yet. But I think for the most part, people are elbowing people out of their way. Get over. Move aside. I'm coming through. I'm going back to work. Let's right. go. That's some good
that's
news right.
right
there.
No, that's
well,
right.
I got
business activity has returned to close to normal levels. So that's a great thing.
Also, some controversy now, as we all know, this $2 trillion plus federal infrastructure spending bill that Biden and the Democrats have put together here is really getting some pushback. Obviously, the cost of this has to come from somewhere. So it looks like a lot of big corporations are now speaking out.
You are right about that. Some of the most well-known corporations are speaking out because how do you pay for this $2 trillion plus federal infrastructure plan? You pay for it, according to President Biden, by increasing the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%. And so AT&T, FedEx, Home Depot, Toyota, UPS, they're all blasting this plan because obviously they've planned for the future. They've planned based upon the Trump tax cuts, the Trump corporate tax rate, which was lowered tremendously during his first year in office. And so you have those companies, and then you also have the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that is, says yeah. it will work so hard to defeat this this plan the way it's envisioned right now.
Well, we've talked about this, and the votes are going to be down party lines, no doubt about it. But there are some Democrats pushing and thinking they might be able to convince some Republicans to come on over and support this. You see that happening?
I do not. I do not see any Republican in the House, any Republican in the Senate supporting this infrastructure spending plan. Absolutely not. Because essentially, if you did, if you're a Republican, you would be reversing the Trump tax cuts, which you supported just a few years ago. So, no, I do not see that happening. In fact, the big question for me is whether you get every Democrat to support the plan. Already, three House Democrats say they can't support the plan as envisioned. And if you lose those three Democrats, you can't get passage for the plan in the House of Representatives. And, of course, what we're seeing right now is the White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain. He's opening the door to using the budget reconciliation process to pass this infrastructure plan. That's what the White House did as it relates to the COVID relief bill, and that's what they would potentially like to do as it relates to the federal infrastructure spending plan.
Explain that reconciliation process, if you could, real
yes.
quick, John, for the audience.
I will. Yeah, absolutely. What this simply means is that typically in order to move legislation forward in the Senate, you'd need 60 votes. And if you have this budget reconciliation process in place, you just need a simple majority. And that's what they did with the COVID relief bill. And so every Democrat would then have to stay in unity with each other. We saw that even Joe Manchin voted for the COVID relief bill. We'd have to see that again with this spending plan as it relates to infrastructure. And that's not a given. But that's what the budget reconciliation process is all about. It's changing the process to pass legislation in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, moving the line, changing the rules. But in order to move the line and change the rule, you say you got to have every Democrat on board with that idea.
You do. And, you know, one of the big unknowns is Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, whether right. he'd be on board supporting such a plan. And then you have progressives. in the House and the Senate, those far left liberals who say the $2 trillion plan, JT, is not enough. They want to see a $10 trillion spending plan. So a lot's going to take place over the course of the next few months.
Sure. We'll just get it done and get money from everybody. It tax everybody. Who cares, right? All right. John, thanks again. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.